Would you like for the Lord to use you in life? Help you to help somebody? Help you to bless somebody? I would. I would like for the Lord to use it. I want to say I'm thankful for the good preacher friend that comes to this meeting. There's several here tonight. There's several here last night. There's been a bunch of preachers coming. They don't have to come, but we're so glad they come. Just does something for you to think that men of God that's coming on is interested in working each other and wants to help each other. Well, we're happy on our way to a better land. Just twice in my life have I ever heard angels sing. I was 19 years old when I heard that. Down by Pond Creek, eastern Oklahoma, outlaw country. Down there where Maul Barker and pretty boy Floyd and them hid the money in that robber's cave. But you know, I was 19. That's been a while. One night after fasting and praying for a long while for a meeting, there at Pond Creek, we slowed down and had the window down in the summertime. We in the night, 11 o'clock, in them outlaw hills, they call them, I heard the greatest choir that a human could ever hear. I listened and listened. I was a young man, unmarried at the time. I heard the angels sing. Next night, same place in the road, never told nobody. Window down, summertime, no air conditioner. Willis Carr heard the angels sing. In that faraway land, I heard the most beautiful choir that you ever heard sing. They're going to have some great singing over there. Going to have some great singing over there. From the book of Daniel, 9th chapter, and the first verse. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the numbers of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fastings and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God, made my confession, and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him, to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces. As at this day to the men of Judah, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel that are near, and they that are and that are far off, through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they may not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he hath confirmed his word which he spake against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For unto the whole heaven hath not been done as hath been done unto Jerusalem. I wish you'd know the 10th chapter and the first verse. In the third year of Cyrus, the king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, and the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came pleasure wine in my mouth, neither did anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. In the 4th and 20th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Euphrates. We're going to talk to you just a little while tonight on a very, very simple thought, and we're picking it up from the 9th chapter we just read to you, and that's while I was praying. While I was praying. I've had some strange happenings while I was praying, and I'm sure you have, and it's no new subject, and we may get a little thought from it that'll help you. I remember when my wife was down for 10 weeks, and they said, She didn't go to the doctor. We were just praying for her, but she's bad, and I knew it. She thought she'd die. And she said, here's the dress I want to be buried in, and I'll tell you what I want you to do with my funeral. There's 10 weeks of it, and that is bad for her and bad for me. But I well remember while I was praying, I opened the Bible one day and knelt to pray, and I put down my finger on Matthew 21:22, and whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. I don't know why it takes so long to get there. I don't know why it takes so long to get to it sometimes, but I got that. I reached it that day. I reached it that day, and God healed her. He healed her sound and well. I mean, he healed her. Had the dress laid out she wanted me to bury her in, but God healed her. Back to the house of God she's went, and it's been years and years and years. But you know, I'll tell you this, girls, when she got back, she got up and said, "Hey!" I'm telling you, it just sent cold chills over me. She screamed. The very idea to get healed like that. It's like that preacher friend of mine who went to the doctor and he gave him a bunch of medicine and he got to getting better and he went back to church and had him pray for him and he got better yet and he went back to the doctor and the doctor said, "How you doing?" He said, "Well," said Doc, he said, he is a personal friend of mine, said, I'm a getting better," said, "your medicine seemed to help some," and then I went to church and he prayed for me and I got better yet and he said, "Thank God," and the doctor said, "Go and give up to it," said, "My grandma used to shout her hair down, let God bless you, boy, let God bless," that's what the doctor said. Kind of out of the ordinary. Out of the ordinary. I was praying. Do you suppose it'd help us some in America if a lot of our folks had quit trying to act like we're so good and have a prayer meeting like Daniel had? Do you suppose it'd help us if Mama had come to the altar tonight and say, "Lord, we have sinned," and confess the sins of her daughter and her boy and maybe her old lost husband to the Lord? We have sinned. Are we into it tonight or not? I'm going to preach on while I was praying. You know what? Just before I left home, two of the boys over in OU University, Oklahoma University, OU, they let them, of course, in the dorms. There's no harm in it, you know. They let them drink beer in there. Of course, it's not intoxicating, but it is. And you stay drunk longer on a beer drunk than you do straight out alcohol or vodka. Stays in your blood longer. Takes longer to get drunk, but they sell more beer like that. Don't it kind of make you feel bad to back the bears, the panthers, the lions, the apes, the owls, the hoot owls, and all the rest? When you find out that the beer industry is pushing nearly every one of them and doing the best to get them to drink it. In the dorm, they had a fuss over there the other night. They can bring women into the men's dorms. Of course, we've got better educated and learned that we can do our own thing regardless of what anybody says about the thing. Daniel saw a need to find God. And when he began to pray, he said, "God, we've sinned against you. And nobody can get in the shape we're in except they've departed from you." Did you know what? They just drank a few beers, and they brought a 17-year-old girl and a 20-year-old girl in there. The 17 was underage, but the other one, she could come in there now that they're not. I didn't know that. I didn't know our tax money was behind that. Well, of course, one boy got to drinking and shot the other. And of course, we didn't know there's any guns over there. I didn't know there was any guns in them dorms. They ain't supposed to be no, but ain't nobody watching the gate. And you know, shot him and rushed him to the hospital. He finally lived. A couple of nights later, there's three of them famous football players of the number one team in the nation several different years, been number one, raped that girl. They tried to keep that quiet so it wouldn't get out, but it got out. And it got worse the other day when the number one quarterback sold $1,400 worth of that white powder to an undercover FBI agent. We in hot water over there. And the year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, he remembered well. In the first year, I remember Daniel said, "I set my face to seek the Lord God by prayer and supplication with fast and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto the Lord my God. And I made my confession. I said, I've not prayed like I ought to. I've not lived up there like I ought to live. I've not walked like I ought to walk. That's the reason we're in trouble." Hope y'all don't get mad at me before I stop. I'm going to preach on while I was praying. I confessed our sins. I said, we've missed it. We've missed it. When I was a young man in America, if any big corporations begin to try to buy out the little man or each other, we stopped that and nipped that in the bud because we said that'll have three or four corporations running the whole world. Why are we accepting it now? Huh? If you don't watch, Icon will have the whole world bought with somebody's money himself. But most of that's a front. What's behind that is money you wish after a while was not behind that. Amen. Come on. If things keep going like they are, and the buyouts keep taking place like they are, and big corporations and monopolies turn out to be three or four and rule the whole world, I'm going to get to my message. While I was praying, I said, we have sinned. We have sinned against God every night. Just about every night in Oklahoma City, children, somebody's killed, shot. We never had that when I was a boy. What is wrong? While I was praying, we've committed iniquity, we've done wickedly, have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. I don't want to think of me. And I know that this is in the book of Daniel. But I'm going to tell you, children, we are not a wholeness nation. Our Baptist folks ought to bow their heads in shame and say, oh, God, forgive us. We have sinned against you. Our Pentecostal people ought to bow their heads in shame and say, oh, God, forgive us. We've sinned against you. It's happening everywhere. It's popular to do your own thing. You don't, make it just what the thing is. Just do your own thing. It's got so far out of hand now till we see we're going to back down. And we are down in Oakey. We're backing down on several things we passed on and rewriting them and redoing them because they ain't working like that. Amen. They ain't working like that. We neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets which spake in thy name to our kings and our princes and our fathers, all the people of that. You know, there's one thing about them old time prophets. They'd look anybody right now. They're just like old Nathan was. When David sinned that terrible, grievous sin, David, listen, it must have took the backbone, a crowbar backbone. He must have had the grace of God on him. He looked David the king right in the eye and said, thou art the man. I hope North tells who the man is, and they put him right up there beside him. We have sinned. While I was praying, I felt convicted because of sin. While I was trying to draw near to God that made the world and man, I felt conviction because of the way we've lived and what we've done. And we begin to confess we've rebelled against those you sent to tell us. Preach. I looked at old John DeRolf. He's dead now, but he has been behind the bars. I said, John, what you doing in here? Went over to jail to preach. He said, don't tell Mama. Don't tell Mama, L.D. Don't tell Mama I'm in here. You know why John got in jail? John done what John know John shouldn't do. Amen. You know why we can't control our children down in Oklahoma in our schools? We've done away with discipline. You spank one of them little fellas where he ought to be spanked or where she ought to be spanked, and you're in hot water just about every time. You can't hardly run a religious school and have any discipline, hardly, without some of the saints getting crossways over little Susie. Help us, Lord. I know one that had to close down. That's all that closed down over was discipline. While I was praying, it come to me that our problem was because of our transgressions, because of our sins. Hope y'all, it's quite enough to be heard. I'm going to get good attention tonight. Bless my heart, a mealy-mouthed bunch of would-be prophets that won't even rebuke a man and woman for living together and them not even married. We're going to have so many children to support with welfare till it's going to sink our boat like it did the Longs in Louisiana. I ain't talking about preachers either. I ain't who I'm talking about. I'm talking about that bunch that run that state so long ago. Nobody to reprove anyone of anything that's evil. You write in to Anna or sister either, and you tell them you're a single parent,
And you tell them that you're laying up with men or women, advise you what to use to keep you from catching the AIDS, and never rebuke you biggest part of the time for your sin. The way this man of God got an answer from God while he was praying was confessing the sins of the people. How I admired Jeremiah. I tell you, he's one of the greatest preachers I've ever read after. Have mercy. Every time he prayed through, God told him the truth. Woo! Amen? Son, every time he prayed through, God told him the truth. Said, it's going under. Tell them to give up. Tell them to go out and give up. If they'll give up, they can live. If they'll go out and throw down their arms, and he broke the morale of the troops down. And they got so mad at him, they done everything you can imagine. But one thing he done, Lord, they throwed him down in that dungeon down there, and he sunk up in the mire. Couldn't even walk in it, bro. They didn't have no air conditioner or TV. You know, the reason our criminals in institutions is giving us such time when they get out, they've got too much TV, too much air conditioning, too much central heat in there. You know what's happened in our church world? We've raised the devil in them. We're like that family that had that little cat they found. They just petted it and petted it until it growed up and become a painter and like to eat one of them up. It wasn't no little cat. It was a painter. We raised it amongst us, huh? They raised that right in the house. You can raise something to eat you up after a while. I want to preach on while I was praying. You thought I was just going to talk about you saying a little mealy mouth fire, didn't you? I believe tonight, mother, if you'll come down here, daddy, son, if you'll come, daughter, if you'll come, and you'll pray for with all your heart and confess before God that we've missed it. Not the preacher or the deacon, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of, I dare you to do it. I dare you in sincerity to try it. I dare you to do it night after night with sincerity to seek God and confess that America's sin. Confess that America's left God. Confess that America needs God. It'll bring God down on you. Lord, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, our princes, our fathers, because we've sinned against you. You know what will confuse you right good? Just sin against God. You don't get where you don't know what's ways up, Harley. I mean, you know what to do. You have at least an idea in the world what to do. I never met so many people who don't know what the will of God is. I never quit seeking the Lord. Amen. Do what I want to. It ain't nobody's business. Yeah, it is. I ain't trying to run your business, but it's God's business. And while you're praying, I'm going to ask you to confess before the Lord while we're here. He hath confirmed his words which he spake against us and against our judges that judge us by bringing upon us this great evil. He must have been talking about the AIDS. Well, he might not have had it then. But why in the world did this come upon us? The AIDS. You know what God told the Hebrew? I'll smite you with an incurable disease. Why? Because you sin. Huh? Because you don't dress good. Because you can't talk fluently. Because you're not well educated. No, because you sin. That's college over there I'm talking to you about. Dope round pant over there on that college. And the quarterback. The quarterback sold $1,400 worth. They got the news out on him too quick. He was just simply one of the front men. They were trying to get behind him to who else it was. You know what? You know why we can't stop dope peddling in America? Because it's a multi-billion dollar business. And men as old as I am from across the water and here too are behind it. And we can't handle them. Why can't we handle them? Because we no longer prosecute evil. I read of a country where they don't have no trouble with thieves because they whack the joint off at a time. Every time they catch them stealing, they whack a joint off. It don't take but a few joints to lay through stealing. I hope y'all don't think I'm mean tonight. We are trying to have revival, but I wish we had Brother Finney here so we could preach against sin until somebody screamed and fell in the aisle. I wish we had Brother Finney back. He could. He could look a hole through you. I seen a picture of him, Burl, after he is old. And his eyes, I put embarrassed myself looking at him. His eyes out of his picture just penetrated me, went right through me. Well, there's no prosecution of evil. Evil is rampant. It's everywhere. You're not safe in your house. I've got iron bars on my house. They stole all up and down the road, houses all up and down the road. A deterrent to keep them from just walking in. Evil, what's the matter? We've sinned. That's what's the matter. Amen? Sinned against God. I tell you, it's time to Christian folks prayed and confessed before God our nation is sinful heart. I'm not against Mr. Dukakis. I'm not trying to make something out of nothing. But I do wish his wife hadn't been an alcoholic. I do wish Johnny Cash had not been an alcoholic. I do wish Miss Ford had not been an alcoholic. What's wrong? Our leaders are polluted. Amen. Amen. Oh, Brother Moore, you having a mad spell. No, I ain't mad. You ought to see me when I'm mad. I've got mad a few times in life. Of course, I never did like my uncle. He took the crank out of the Model A Ford and beat the headlights off of it when it wouldn't start. He's had Indian in him, too.
You look like you might have had a little fit or two, a time or two in life.
But I'm going to tell you, God is the only one that's going to straighten this mess out. And the only way we're going to get straightened out is to pray through and confess our sins to God. You like that old preacher boy we buried the other day. They preached on sanctification so hard one night where he is at. That old preacher boy jumped up and said, I could use a dab of that myself. We have departed, brother, Vaughn, from the Lord. Anytime. Stay with me now. And if y'all get mad, don't leave. I'll know you're mad. It's a dead giveaway. Anytime the men that we have voted in to represent we the people try to sneak a 51% backdoor raise in and twist the language so that when they vote no, it means yes. They vote yes, it means no, and we can't tell the difference. Making $89,000 a year and want to raise it to $135,000 plus all that expense they get, and Oklahoma boys working for $3.50 an hour and $4 an hour and $4.50. Somebody somewhere has missed God and has no burden at all for the people. Paul is praying. I said, God, you've confirmed your words that you spake against us, and you brought this evil upon us, this great evil, because of what we've done. That's what's done. While I was praying. And he kept on praying. I read to you where over here in the 10th chapter he fasted 3 full weeks and sought God, and God gave him a great vision while it's done. I hope the Lord sends people back to Oklahoma, back to Ohio. I hope he sends them back to the United States, try to bring us all back to God. I got some folks need to get back to God. Back to God. I ain't mad at nobody. Do you know it? Righteousness exalts a nation. A sin's reproached any people. You only get a mother's heart broke. Just be there when a girl staggers up the front steps and puked all over her dress and tries to find the doorknob and get in. It's a reproach. We've made a joke out of it. Huh? Your TV now has got a little advertisement about a little soft drink. Looks just like a beer bottle. They get them on it young, you know. Start him out on it, young. We have sinned. Daniel was a great man. He realized the people was far from God, and he led them through to God through repentance. He himself, you'd hear him pray, and you'd think he's lost as the devil is. Lord, we've sinned against you. We have missed you, Lord. Old Jeremiah, tell them they missed it and pray for him. Throw him in the dungeon. Looked like you'd die, and God brought it to some eunuch's mind over there to go and intercede for him. And he said he'll die down there. There ain't no water. Nothing. They put down old clothes and let him put him under his armpits and drug him back out of there, and he's free again. And the king said, listen, is anything from the Lord? Ooh, here we go again. Like that old lady down in Arkansas, that preacher friend of mine went to pray for him. Now, Sis Bessie said, I got a little something to say to you. Said, I know what it is. It's about my snuff. He said, yeah, that's it. Jeremiah, what do you got to say? Said, if I tell you, you'll kill me. Only thing I can get from God is what God wants me to hear. The only thing I can get from God is what God wants me to hear. Had a church. A fellow come by and said, preach for me. Preached on slothfulness. He went away, another one came, didn't know that one had been there. Next service night, I said, preach for him, preach on slothfulness. Sunday morning, another one came, I said, preach for us this morning. I feel led of God to preach on slothfulness, he said. 3 messages straight, I jumped up and he got through and said, get to the altar. All of you saints, get to the altar. There's somebody here that's full of slothfulness. The Lord wants to help us. But sometime the only way we're going to get help, we're going to have to do some repentance. Amen. Children, we're in a serious time. I never seen nothing like this. We hadn't flooded Congress
If we hadn't flooded D.C. with so much mail from all over the United States, those fellows would have went on. The only reason they didn't go ahead and raise themselves is because the people didn't want to. So I know they don't love us like they ought to. They'd have done it themselves. No, the only reason they made a move because the people rebelled. Well, our precious senators down to Oklahoma City, they voted themselves in a $12,000 raise, and they're going to vote to cut the time to a little over 2 months' work a year and rake in $40,000 and work 2 months a year. They told us on the radio, too. They said, you don't know how much it takes to live. I do, because I'm living, too. They say, you don't realize how high things are. I do. I buy bread, too. LL does. That's reading he shops at the thrift store. It looks beautiful. It is high. It's high. But what's wrong with us? Our rulers have been filled with greed. I'm like the old Baptist deacon down home. He is lost, man. God saved him. That's a Baptist that's saved. There's one I know that's saved. There's one Baptist saved. I know there's got to be more than that. Ain't enough of us holy folks to make up an innumerable number, so there's got to be a bunch of other people saved somewhere. That's all there is to it. We're just going to have to give that up. He got saved, quit his chewing and drinking and smoking and cussing and gambling, and got into church. Just working for Jesus. Just wanting to get somebody saved. Get something done. Do something for the Lord. Yeah. Had a vision for the Lord. He had a desire for the Lord. Had a concern for souls. And you know, he asked him to do something. Yes, I'd be glad to. And he didn't know nothing about church. And I'm not knocking, but the pastor got a salary, an assistant pastor got a salary, and a song leader got a salary, and a piano player got a salary, and a janitor got a salary, and they got him on a deacon board and got in the deacon board meeting. And he got all that information just like to knock him out. He's walking the streets and knocking on doors and spending time trying to get folks to church and get them saved. He said, is anybody in the world in here that'll work for God for nothing? Well, I know you got to support the pastor. I know that, but I mean, you know, if we're not careful, we're just going to run a church like a big business somewhere, and we have no vision for souls or no concern for souls. Praying through has pretty become a thing of the past. Amen? Hi, Daniel was seeking God 3 full weeks. Daniel, you don't have to do that. He thought he did. 3 full weeks calling on God, seeking God. And at Daniel got his answer in the 6th chapter. In the 10th verse, he's at it again. And now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God as he did aforetime. He reminds me of that old mother down there close to Salisaw. Friend of mine went to her house. Her husband been dead for years. She's at prayer. He walked up and I said, I'll sit down in the swing on the front porch till the mother gets through praying. It's an old mother and the Lord. He's a younger man, some business they had to talk to her about. Sat out there, rocked and waved. Everybody went by and rocked and waved and rocked and waved and rocked and waved. Well, I said, I'll just go into town and take care of the business. Got to take care of him, come back by and see her on the way home. He went to town, took care of all the business. It's about 8 mile town. Got back, still at it. Sat in the swing on the front porch, still at it. Sat till he gave out, decided to go home, talk to you about it tomorrow. I'm talking about praying. While I was praying, if you're going to have a good prayer today, you better confess before God that there's sin in the camp, that there's sin in America, that your boys is lost and they're sinning against God, and do like Job of old did, offer up prayers for them. You know, I got in a little bind the last 2 years, worse than I've ever been in 45. And you know what? The Lord gave me a message right in the middle of it after this. Did you ever hear after this preached on? Well, one of these days I'll preach on it for you, but I preached it in a place after this. While I was in that trial, the worst of it, the phone rung and we was having youth battling. I said, that's the civilians that fell in on the camels, I'll assure you right now. While I was in that trial, the worst of it, the phone rung and we was having youth rallying. I said, that's the civilians that fell in on the camels, I'll assure you right now. Everything else, that's got to be the camel getters there. I ain't going to have a camel left in that phone quits talking. There won't be no camel left. After Job lost everything after this. I don't know what this is for you, but I'm going to tell you what this involves a lot of things sometimes, but it's after this before you get that. After all of that, I can't go through that. But sometimes as you serve God and seek God and pray to God, you're in some lawless trials you can never see or hear or think of, but stay in there and confess before God your need of Him. Confess before God the need of God for your family. After a while, you'll be able to say, after this, God bless the latter end of Job more than all. But it's after this, after all them storms. After 10 children. Did he have 10 children? I believe he had 10 children, didn't he? After he buried every one of them. After buried it, flat busted. Did you read, Burl, where his wife said, curse God and die? I preach on do-it-yourself right there. That's a lot. Did you ever go to school, some old boy said, if I was you, I'd bust him right in the mouth. Do-it-yourself, glory to God. Has folks in the church, I'd give her a piece of my mind. Well, do it yourself. I like to tell Job's wife, do-it-yourself. She said, curse God and die. Why didn't she have a cuss fit and die? I just thought I'd give you a little bit of after this tonight. After all, Job was bad. He did just exactly like a lot of his friends that came to visit him did just exactly like a great bunch of my preacher friends have done to me. No, don't listen to me carefully. I understand why they did what they did. It didn't bother me. I told me at home. I said, they know, and they're hurt, and they're afraid they'll say the wrong thing. Job's friends come and sat for 7 days and never opened their mouth. 7 days they never opened their mouth. His grief was so great, they just sat there 7 days, never said nothing. After it's all over, God said to Job, pray for your friend. And the Bible said God blessed Job and set him free when he prayed for his friend. And somebody across the hill said, let's go see Job. Before they got out the door, wife said, why don't you take him a piece of money? Reach there in that sugar jar there. Pull out that piece of gold I've got in there. Let's take that one. And all over the whole country, folks headed for Job's house. Just before they got in the wagon, forgot something, John. What is it? We've got a little money put back behind the picture in there. Let's take some of that to Job. Yeah. Everybody that had the office fellowship meeting you ever seen, you could see the dust of fogging for miles. They come from everywhere. And every man left a piece of money in Job's hand. Left money in Job's hand and had it piled up on the table there where he had to lay it. Had enough to get back in the camel business. Amen? After this. What are you into tonight? You in trouble? I am too. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's turn this into prayer meeting a little bit here. And let's confess before God all of our shortcomings. You ain't got none? Well, that's good. You pray for all of us then. But I want to tell you what. One time I spoke too cross to my father-in-law, and he is an Irishman. And I was a preacher boy. And I talked a little cross to him, you know. Spirit won't let you get away with nothing. Went off down the road, and the Spirit said, you go back. And you tell him you spoke too sharp to him. He's got great confidence in you. I said, B, I'm going back. She said, don't tell her I said it. You may abstract this part. She said, don't go back. Daddy's hot-headed. Said, he won't take it. Said, you can't reason my daddy. Said, you must not go back. Yeah, I said, I'm going back. I went back to the old man. I said, listen, I spoke too sharp to you. I spoke too sharp. You told me the truth. I said, I spoke too sharp. I had to take the edge off my sword there a little. I said, I spoke too sharp, and I want you to forgive me. I said, I really want to try to make it in the pearly gates. You know what? That welded us together. I didn't know it would. I wasn't no supernatural plan in my mind behind that, Burl. I didn't know a thing about psychology or psychiatrist or nothing. I wasn't working nothing on him. I don't know how to work nothing like that yet. Had broke that old man's heart. And he said, oh, yeah, Lester, yeah. I said, and he and my buddy till he died, lay in that hospital at the doors of death. And God said he'll die tonight. And the great physician said he'll live. I said, be your daddy, he'll die tonight. She said, the great doctor said he'll be all right. I said, he won't, he'll die tonight. He's lost. I said, I know it. I said, talk to him. I said, I have many times, but I'm not the one you are. She went in to her father and said, daddy, you're bad, you're bad. You're bad sick, and you're lost. You need Jesus. You need to get saved. Would you know the Lord will save a man that ain't put a dime in the offering? He'll save a woman that's never been to church. He'll save a man 90 years old. He just loves to save people's souls. Oh, Jesus loved them. Every one treated him worse than a dirty dog.
Son of God slept on the side of a hill with a pile of leaves for a pillar. Great God, nobody off him a ride and have to walk for miles. Didn't own a horse. Loved him all of them, world. Reached down on that hospital bed while that old man wrung his hands and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Saved him that night.
Hallelujah.
Died before daylight. Died before daylight. Well, I was trying to preach on while I was praying. While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. Listen, don't tell me it don't work. I wish I had Richland's car right here tonight. That old boy could come down on that bass. You come a little late to tell me. I wish he was here to sing that. You got here too late. I'm going to tell you it works. Daniel's doing it again here. He threatens to throw him a lion down if he does it. He went, he'll deliver it. Knees down on his knees. Prays three times a day just like he's been a-doing. Prays three times a day just like he's been a-doing. You praying tonight? You seeking the Lord tonight? While I was praying, can we talk about you and say you prayed? Amen. Don't get offended at me now. But if what you're doing in the altar church, what you call praying, I'm not making fun of you. But I'm going to tell you, I've been across the hill. And I've had some meetings where if what folks done in altar, if they call that praying, it ain't going to work.
Oh,
God. I ain't going to work. You've got to get deeper than that. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm seeking the Holy Ghost. That long? Ooh-wee. You mean that long? Oh, come on now. Let's level. You go seek something at the house. I seek my socks in that sock drawer along with some folks seek the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you. And I boldly go in and tell B they're not in there. And Jeff, she comes in there and opens it up and they're laying on top. That's what's aggravating about it. Seek, hallelujah, 3-4 weeks. I was praying while the birds flew over. I was praying when the sun come up. And when the sun went down, I wrestled with God and sought God till I sure enough saw something. 5th chapter Psalms and the 3rd verse, David said, 5th chapter, 3rd verse, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. You want to start your day good? Open it with prayer. I told you, I preached on, do you mean it? I got tired of going in and handing me a bill, said on the back of it, thank you, come back. Well, how long had it been wrote? First, maybe dead wrote that. Go in the bank, every one of them, till the last one still says it. Have a good day. I'd change that. If I'm telling you what, I got one boy in my church, a banker, another's training to be one, and they're going to make bankers. I hope they learn to change that. A fella comes up to window, I hope they do something besides say, have a good day. You know, they don't mean it. They say it everywhere you go. Start it off with sincerity. Have mercy. Mercy on our sinful nation, our sinful people. Amen. Amen. Have mercy on our children going to college, needing God so bad. Over there where they don't even fear God at all. No fear of God about them. Have mercy on them. Have mercy on old wayward boy. Curse and drink. Treating his family bad. Let's confess it to the Lord tonight. Maybe he'll hear us. Maybe he'll have mercy. David said he was going to, and he talked like it were. 5th chapter and 16th verse, David said, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. He's a king. He is over the whole country. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people under him. He said, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I cry, pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. You hear that? Can you hear what David said? As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. I knew of that colored woman, the man's dead that prayed for a boy. I didn't know the family personally, but I knew about the story. Landed that airplane at airport. They said, we've got to lay over here. We've got to do some things to this plane. It'll be a good while before we can get back in there with it. But if you'll be patient, we'll get it fixed and get you back. He said, the Spirit said, walk out through that housing district out there. Down the street, he said he went. Down the way was a colored woman looking out over a little white picket fence up that road. When he got pretty close, he said, "Parson, I've been looking for you all day." She didn't say, "Are you a preacher?" She said, "Parson, I've been looking for you all day long." My boys lay in that back room. Young man, alcohol and dope nearly destroyed him. He's lost. He's bad sick. No money for the hospital. No money to take him to a place where he need to be, look like. Marched through that gate, in that door, in that back room, and prayed for that black boy. That white preacher went back, got on that plane, and went where he's going. A couple of years later, stopped in an airport, and a red cap run up to get his baggage. Red cap, you all know what them boys wear, them red caps, help that bag, a black boy. He said, "You don't know me, do you, Parson?" "No, son," said, "I don't know who you are." He said, "I'm the boy that's laying in that back room and dying that you prayed for, and God helped me and brought me out of it." Wouldn't you like to pray some prayers that would rattle something once in a while? And get a hold of, listen, I'm counting on it. There ain't a way in the world for this church or any other church to be spiritual except they're praying people. They must confess before the Lord that we have sinned against God, that we've departed from the Lord. We've sung an old worldly song down home. You done started back doing the things that you used to do. I don't know that song, but if you ever had music in you, there's some little tunes that'll come to your mind sometime that you just, they're good little tunes, but that song said, "Why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things that you used to do." I'm going to tell you all something. In my travels across the country for 2 million miles now driving, I'm finding folks done started back doing what they used to do. Amen? I've actually had some folks get mad at me because I told them they hadn't ought to do it. Because I knew they were spiritual when they wasn't doing it. Started back doing things that they used to do. Amen? Amen? Well, they come by one church down in Oklahoma on Sunday morning, headed for the lake to bathe and swim and fish, and just sign their name so they could be counted, and they kept the register up high so it didn't look like they're all gone. Just come by with their boats, their bikinis, and their shorts, and signed in, and they counted them. That's crooked, ain't it? That's crooked. I wish you'd jump out there and shout like you did the other night. Does anybody know you do that stomp dance like that? That's just exactly an Indian stomp dance. I loved it. I loved it. I'm going to pray again. I'm going to seek God again. I'm going to confess the sins of my children, the sins of my wife. I had a rare close relative backslide on me. But you know, they didn't hardly get backslid till they come sliding back in. "What'd you do?" And he did, Brother Moore. I said, "That's the way to do it. Get on back in there." I said, "That thing, dude, come on back. We're waiting right here to help pray you through. We're right here to help get you out of it." Just held a meeting in Oklahoma, and a fellow used to be saved, had a wife and 5 children, left her and the 5 children. She married again, and he married again. Preached for years. "What'd you do with him, Brother Moore?" I said, "He's gone. He's gone to hell. He's committed sin against the Holy Ghost. I know you're fooling with him." "You know, God never did send me to preach that. He never did, since I've lived, send me to preach that. All he sent me to do is preach the good news and tell them to come to altar and us try to get saved." Amen. I pray with any man. I don't care if he stinks like he's been pickled or if he's got 7 wives. If Jesus had the attitude of some folks, God, he never would have messed with that woman at the well. He'd have never in the world fooled her. You're right. Wouldn't have been no hope for her. But he said, "If you'd ask a drink of me, I would have given you." Hallelujah. Quit God, 5 husbands and living in wide open adultery. And if you'd have just asked. I told you that old boy got saved the other night, went on through the Holy Ghost before we could stop him and indoctrinate him, didn't I? Down to the church, never had to be in the Holy Church but twice, and got saved and filled the Holy Ghost before we could stop him. Before we could get him slowed down, he already had the Holy Ghost. Too late to teach the doctrine of sanctification. Too late to try to explain justification. Too late to try to explain the Holy Ghost. Done had the whole lot. She come back out of the mar. Made her run to the altar. My God, she said, "I've sinned. I got in such a bind over her like I did that drunk I tried to pray through one day, no how. He got down to the altar, stunk so bad, it's pitiful. Whew! Got down there with him. I prayed all the pretty prayers out, and I prayed the sinner's prayers, about 15 of them. I hear different preachers praying them, and I try to learn some of them, but it wouldn't work on that fella. You could say, 'Repeat after me.' He couldn't repeat after nobody. Well, you still can repeat after me. While I was praying.
Yeah.
Did you boys? How many Kentucky folks we got here tonight? How about you, Bar Hoppers? Bless your heart. Back over there in Sand Gap and down that Kentucky country. Back in them mountains, poor as Job's turkey. Glory to God, hallelujah. Prayed in the mountains. I know one over there had a cave at the bottom, cave in the middle, and cave at the top. When his boy was at war, I'm preaching him while I was praying. Prayed in the bottom until he felt victory and went home. I don't know how I could tell it, but saints used to be able to tell that. Everything would work out all right. Said, I prayed about that and felt the Spirit. And it'll be all right, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He said, some nights I moved to the second cave at the middle of the mountain. Pray away till 12, 1 o'clock. Come out of there. Assurance, my boy, it's going to be all right. At war, way off like yours, your neighbor. Some nights, he said, L.D., I was in the top cave till the morning broke. And the sun come out. I was in the top cave all night long. That old boy got home. They put their timetables together, and he told him different nights. They got some dates together, and the old man checked the calendar at home. He said, Daddy, that was a night. It looked like I'd never live to see the day. He said, it looked sure like I'd die that night. It was God. That woman at Payton, Oklahoma, while she was praying in the woods 5 miles north of Payton, God said to her, I'm sending your boy home from the war, and he'll be well. Shouted herself out of the woods just like that old boy did, praying about what sanctification was. Prayed till he give out in the woods, see if his second death work of grace, the power of God come upon him, shouted him plumb out of the woods, and God never did tell him. He got so much of it, he shouted himself out of the woods, and God never told him what it was. Hallelujah. God didn't want to get in that forest. He just wanted folks to pray and get it. Shouted out of the woods. Come home just a little off, you see. Said, God told me my boy would be home from the war. Big old husky from Payton, Oklahoma. Stout as ox. Wasn't nothing wrong with him. He knowed the duck. One of the greatest soldiers they had. That old boy from Payton. One of the greatest soldiers they had. They'd have to slip up on him to get him. And they'd have to be mighty quiet to do that. He listened to what they told him. He never got in them booby traps. He listened. I mean, some goodness did. I know that. But you know what? They laughed at her. While I was praying, what I'm talking about. Try it, Dad. Try it on your grandchildren. Try it on that old grandson. Grab him by the neck. I don't care what it smells like. Get him around the neck. Whisper in his ear, your papa loves you, boy. You know, I just talked to Brent just before church. I forgot to tell you. You know Brent Moore? How many knows old Brent? David Moore's boy. Thank you for raising him. He said, tell him I said hello. He thinks every one of you know him. He thinks every one of you loves him. He thinks if you hadn't told me to tell him hello, boys, that he'd have missed it. Sure, I said, I'll tell him, old buddy. You could be praying when that old girl calls on the phone and says, Mama, I just prayed through. You could be praying when that old man down the road that feels so bad calls and says, I've just been healed. If some of the best things happen when folks is praying, I've heard tell of. Now that's completely out of order. That's not in the book of etiquette, and that's just breaking all the rules of the book. I didn't even think of it when I done it. It wasn't on purpose. I just do that when I get to a certain place. Aren't you glad, Ward, that God is real? It don't matter what anybody says. The man will seek God right and pray right. God will help him. That individual prayed through and got back to God, and I just had a fit. I just had the best time. Seemed like I wanted to introduce him to everybody. I said, look here. Here's a newborn Christian. Of course, they're just a backslider that come back. But I was excited over the Lord answering my prayers till there's gold to me. I want to show them off. Look here. Just prayed through. All I'm preaching on while I was praying, I've heard better preaching this. I've done it. I've heard 10th chapter of Acts. You read about it. I just got to finish this because I don't want to preach tomorrow night. I preached 4 times on one message here while back in Mexico. Well, I didn't do any good much either time, boys, but I thought if I would, God bless you for such backing on that. Ain't it great to be saved? Hallelujah. I wouldn't give a nickel for a train that had 90 cars on it full of some of the religion some folks has got. I pastored an old boy, salvation like to ruin him. Well, he called it salvation. Crankiest thing I ever seen. He could tear any Bible class up or any class he's ever in up. If he was talking about buttermilk, he'd want me talking about rocks in the middle of the ocean somewhere. I mean, he could get the furthest from what he ought to be talking about. Anybody, he loved it. Go down to the store where he worked. Could we help you? We're so glad you came in. We're glad to have you here. We appreciate your visit. Just what can we do for you? Get down to church and turn that on in the church. Come to church and turn that on in the church. Bless God, I'm glad I'm saved. I wish that cop don't sit like I do. You lost. That's the thing he had. In downtown, he was happy. I won't even turn that around. Turn that on them center downtown. Turn that joy in on us. If you pray good, it'll make a pleasant Christian out of you. Amen. It's been, tell B if you see her, Sister Collins. I've been awful slow about telling her how I appreciate some things she's done for me. But I have told her some. I want to tell you, if you pray right, while you pray and ask God to make a sweet Christian out of you, what a blessing you'll be. Amen. They'll ask you to sing even though they know you can't hardly carry a tune. Just because you've got such a pleasant attitude about you. Amen. I just got such a blessing one day. I drove up in front of some folks' house and they stood on the porch and clapped hands because I drove up. I said, God help me not say nothing while I'm here. But what it is edifying and beneficial to this family. Right. Amen. Amen. If you ain't careful, you go tell about your war wounds and old things. It don't help nobody. While we pray tonight, let's ask God to help us as Christians to be examples to sinners. Our very presence be a rebuke to sin. They tell me Douglas MacArthur could walk in where drunk soldiers were and they'd sober up just about because Douglas walked in. He's the one that said, for me, the shadows are lengthening. And he said, I must fade away. And somebody said, fade back and see us sometime. They liked it. Listen, our country's into it. Ain't no way we can balance the budget. I don't know how much further we can run like we're running. Let's face it. There ain't no use of being silly. I don't know how much longer we can run like we're running. We can't keep living on borrowed money. And we can't keep robbing Peter to pay Paul. And that's all we're doing. We need to get back to God. Now, this is about the third night I've been here. Seems like it's a shame to preach like this tonight. Looked like I ought to preach like this the first night. But if I could get just a few stirred tonight, a few mothers that come down here and a few fathers and a few young men and ladies would confess the sins of our people, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our aunts, uncles, and cousins, our governors, our mayors, our rulers. Lord, we've sinned against you. That's the reason this great thing has come upon us. That's the reason herpes and AIDS is here. God bless you. Cornelius prayed and he sought God. Every day he prayed. Every day he prayed. And finally, God said, we're going to have to do something. We're going to have to do something. We're going to have to do something for him. You know what? The whole house wound up getting the Holy Ghost. Will you stand? Maybe you'll play a little. And I want to see how many it feels like they're going to come down here. Maybe it's your own sin. You need to confess and ask God to forgive you. But while Daniel was praying, he confessed the sins of the people. And God had mercy upon Israel. Will you do that with me tonight? As we pray together here in this meeting and trying to have revival, let's come and pray that God will have mercy upon us because of the sins of America, sins of your girl, your boy, maybe your sin. Come and pray. And while we're praying, something can happen. While we're praying, if I could have you teach a minute, while we're praying, something can happen. While we're seeking God, something can happen in the hospital. Something can happen to that boy or girl, wherever they're at, that man or woman. While we're seeking God, while we're confessing the sins of America, our shortcomings and our failures, God can help us. God can help us. It's so good to see you come to pray. Let's confess before God the sins of our children. Ask the Lord to have mercy on them and bring them back to God. Bring them back to God. Yeah, God.